Each year, Scottish Ballet takes to the road with its festive offerings. And this year, it's a special one. It's one that I've not seen before, and I'm really looking forward to checking it out, because there will be dates with audio description. To tell us more, we have with us EJ McHenry, who's going to be doing the audio description. It's that time of year again, EJ. We're back.
It is indeed. And I'm very much looking forward to it, Alan.
So I kind of know the story of the Snow Queen. How does that transfer onto stage then for ballet?
With ballet, it's wonderful because you can add characters, add flavour, add colours. It's really rich in terms of being a bit of a blank canvas and being able to show Scottish Ballet's interpretation of it as well. So the two central characters of Kai and Gerda, sometimes they're portrayed as brother and sister. But in this version, they're portrayed by a young couple. He proposes to Gerda and she accepts. So it's a slightly different slant on things. There's also the Snow Queen, obviously, is the main sort of baddie, if you like. And she has an other half, which is the Summer Princess, her sister. So there's a power struggle, but there's also a love story in there too, and some really colourful characters set in the travelling community. There's a live violinist on stage, there's wolves, and there's Jack Frosts as well. So I think there's something for everyone in this.
Absolutely, something for everyone in there. And we talk about audio description, it paints that picture via the headphones for blind or partially sighted patrons about what's happening on stage. There's no dialogue for you to worry about in there, but is it a fine balance between delivering the audio description and allowing people to enjoy the musical score as well?
Absolutely. It's always a bit of a balance. It's a fantastic score, but there's also a lot of very dramatic moments going on. There's a lot of interaction between different characters, physical interactions, but of course they tell the story, so it's important to keep that flowing. There's the movement. A lot of people want to know what's happening. If you're sitting in the stalls, in the front stalls, you'll be able to hear. Maybe the dancers hear their feet, hear their breath, so it's important to see what's happening. But it is a balancing act. You don't want to flood people's ears with step after step after step. So it's about choosing steps that relate to the story and tell the story.
When you're doing your audio description, you're painting that picture of what the dancers are doing on stage, the sets, the costumes as well. Does it also help to have a narrative that almost tells the story as well?
The narrative, if you like, is almost like a framework. And on that framework, I can put things like costume description, set, movement, interactions. So it is really useful to have a storyline running through it. And it's nice to kind of balance that between saying what's happening, but also keep relating it to the story. And I think it's really good in general to have that level of understanding, because sometimes even sighted people struggle to follow things. It dances so fast on stage and you can miss so many different moments.
Let's have a bit of an example then of the audio description from Snow Queen. We've got some music to go with this as well.
So this is a short extract of audio description from the beginning of Act 2, and it's the Snow Queen's solo in the Wintry Forest. The Snow Queen rotates into the scene. Freezing mist hangs in the air, giving everything a mysterious quality. Kai joins her. He sits in the bottom right corner, watching as she dances in the wintry forest. Fast, spiky movements, sharp, jutting out feet skim the ground as if ice skating. Arms reaching wide to the side, up and over sprightly movements. She spins, steps up into a balance, rushes round Kai. He rises, sits as she continues, setting off, beating her legs behind her in neat jumps. She rises on point to balance on two legs, springs forward, repeats, springs forward towards Kai. He rises quickly and turns her. She rises on point, sprightly jumps from one foot to another, a leg stretched between her. Her feet dart side to side. The two lead snowflakes join the Snow Queen. They stand in the middle of the forest. Their steps are light and bright, as if dancing on a chilly breeze. They continue dancing with the Snow Queen, high kicks in unison. The Snow Queen dances in front of the snowflakes, soft turns, jumps darting up into the air, fast footwork with arms curving above her head. The snowflakes spiral, jump away. The Snow Queen dances on her own now, fast turns in front of Kai. She reaches towards him, he gets up on his feet, joins her. He takes hold of her hands and they form arches, circling these. He drapes his arms across her shoulders. She slinks away from him, then returns, curves around his back and leans into him. A lifted leg to the side, their bodies close, forming around each other. A sweep of an arm and she summons the snow wolves. They bound on, legs hooked mid-pounce, darting jumps. Their heads snake as if being led by their noses, following a scent. They prowl towards the Snow Queen, circle her, lift and pass her from one to the other. She leans in close to their mouths as if they were telling her what they had seen. They are her spies after all.
Are you finding more and more people are actually coming along to the ballet now? It's becoming more popular, and I suppose AD could be because of that as well.
Absolutely, I think it is. And I think story ballets are great because they perhaps draw in an audience that might not necessarily come, you know, if it was a non-narrative production. And I think people are expecting audio description more and more, which is great. Touch tours are so important. They're great fun and they're great for us describers to meet our audiences. It's invaluable to be able to hold props and costumes to just really get a sense of what they're like. There's incredible work goes into props and costumes, especially for some of these larger scale narrative productions.
So if people are interested in those audio describe dates, where and when can they come along?
Well, the first audio describe performance is at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh. And it's on Saturday the 6th of December. The Touch Tour is at 1 p.m. and the performance is at 2:30. So to book tickets, you can book in person at the box office at the Festival Theatre Edinburgh, online or by calling 0131 529 6000. So next up is the Theatre Royal Glasgow, and that's on Saturday the 10th of January 2026. The Touch Tour is at 1 p.m. The performance begins at 2:30. You can call ATG Ambassador Theatre Group's access team on 0333 009 5399. Then we have His Majesty's Theatre Aberdeen, and that's on Saturday, 24th of January, 2026. The Touch Tour is at 1 p.m. The performance begins at 2:30. To book tickets, you can visit the box office in person or call 01224 641 122. Then we have the final performance is at the Eden Court Theatre in Inverness on Saturday the 31st of January 2026. The Touch Tour at 1 p.m. Performance begins at 2:30. And to book tickets for the Touch Tour and audio describe performance, you can call Eden Court Sales Desk on 01463 234 234.
Plenty of opportunities there to see the performance, EJ. But just finally, if people would like to find out more about Scottish Ballet or get in touch with someone there for more information, how can they do that?
You can call Scottish Ballet on 0141 331 2931. The website is www.scottishballet.co.uk.
Fantastic. EJ, great to chat to you once again. Best of luck with the Snow Queen and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. I look forward to welcoming you to a performance of The Snow Queen.